The giant tarantula dangling from my mouth might be dead, but it's still terrifying. It doesn't taste too bad. Similar style to crab from CNN. Yeah.
There we go. There's the answer. Yeah.
I don't know why this blows my mind, but I never thought of that.
Yeah, I don't know why either. This is so silly.
Is it? Is it? Is it really?
It's a crustacean. Come on.
Actually,
Really? Spiders are crustaceans. Is that what just said?
A crab is a crustacean, dude.
Well, like, yeah.
A spider.
And it's if you understand what a crustacean is, you understand what an arachnid is.
I understand what a bottom feeder is. Are you saying that dogs taste like crab?
No, I didn't say anything about dogs.
I'm not following the logic.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't say anything about dogs.
I'm not following the logic.
I don't know either. I don't understand what dogs came into. I was talking about spiders and crabs.
Okay. So anyone out there who doesn't know, Sarah Vike's husband is has a thing with spiders.
Most of his family, actually. It's really weird.
So now my first thought is, because he likes my cooking, make him some imitation, make him some crab meat.
Oh, I think he would actually die. Like, just actually die when you he found
what?
Out.
What if I don't do that and just show him this article and say, hey.
No, it's not going to help. I've tried things like that.
That would be better, but that's not something that's okay, John. You can get in a lot of trouble for serving people the wrong type of thing that they're not okay.
I'm not talking about in like a professional sense.
In general sense, that's still not okay.
What is that? What's the word? Ingest? It would be ingest.
You're ingesting something that could be harmful to them that they might not be okay.
Only
with.
If I let him actually eat it. That would be mean.
Yeah. I don't doubt that you would.
Order them
honestly.
On eBay.
Yeah, I know. Actually,
you can order
about that.
What on eBay?
Oh, God. Spiders? Please.
Giant spiders to eat.
Yeah.
Link me. Let's all link me right now.
It might actually be easier to find it on.
What? What? Oh, no. I need to do this now. I'm gonna feel like such a man eating my giant tarantula. Mmm, tastes like crab. That's fucking awesome. I just want it.
You want the edible tarantula in a bag? For $9.81.
The things that you learn on this talk show.
I want to see it first before I order it. What do you mean, edible tarantula in a bag?
That means you can eat it. Edible means you can eat it. John.
No, well, no shit. I'm talking about the in the bag part.
It probably means it's
to keep it fresh and to seal it to send it to you. Light in your hand.
Where's the goddamn link?
Fried tarantula. There you go.
Chat.
Oh my goodness.
You put where's the link? I can't find the link.
It's in the general chat.
It's in the general chat. Jesus Christ.
Edible the things you learn on the talk show, guys.
What?
It is oven baked.
It's an oven baked tarantula.
You can order tarantula online.
Oven dried edible tarantula.
Edible
online. This is our shout out today. Check out that company that sells.
Oh my god! You can order 150 scorpions too.
Yeah.
Edible.
You can get a vodka infused tarantula.
Oh my god. You can eat an entire plate of red-headed centipedes.
Yeah. Or rather, tarantula-infused body.
So, yeah. What I'm thinking is we're going to make Jan go through our own villain's fear factor.
Oh, my That's God.
Oh, we should.
For that.
I'm post this in the husband. Twitch for anyone who wants like to check out what we're looking at.
I mean,
the website.
It's fear factory.
The website is www.thailand.
He doesn't want to do it. He doesn't have to do it. We'll give him incentive.
thailandunique.com/edible-insects-bugs.
You know, like, we'll pay him if he does certain, the ones that he doesn't like the most.
The sooner he continues to eat it, the sooner he gets his mouth.
I've gone to Quebec, and you can get cheese maggots and deep-fried barbecue maggots, and those are delicious. Oh, yeah. Dude, it's fucking delicious. And it comes in, like, a little, like, noodle cup.
Dude.
And the cheese ones are not so good, but the barbecue ones are fucking delicious. It's like, they look like gnocchi, but small. And they pop in your mouth, they're actually fucking delicious. This is the greatest thing.
It's actually hard pass. That sounds nasty as fuck.
It was fucking delicious.
You know what's really good?
Only French Canadians eat maggots. All the power to nasty
as fuck. Get a box of that at a candy store.
Get a box of that at a candy store?
Yeah, you can get a box of maggots at a candy store.
That's candy. I mean, it is pretty good.
In Vegas, you can also probably get it in.
Are you sure you just didn't get sold a faulty box of candy?
No, I'm 100% sure. It was labeled as barbecue crickets and barbecue maggots.
Oh, crickets. Barbecue crickets and maggots. But were they dried out or were they still? Yeah. The dried out ones just taste like chips. I've had those many times. No, in Quebec, you can get like fried right off the fry, and they're like still, it's so good. They're so good.
That doesn't sound like a bad idea,
man. There are some worse things out there I've eaten. I mean, when I was at sea, I once had a pot roast that was made out of possum and rat. Dude, I've had rat that tastes better than some like 5-star restaurant steaks. Like, I cannot believe sometimes when I go to a steak. That's not
hard, really, in my head to do.
Rat? Are you kidding me? You know how greasy that shit is? It doesn't matter how big the fucking rat is. Like,
can't say
you braise it. You braise it.
Well, because you live in Alberta. There's no rats here in Alberta, for anyone who's watching.
I've never actually seen a rat.
You braise it, John. That's how you
see
the tenderness.
Yeah, I guess. I guess you're right. You've seen mice before though, right?
Of course.
All right. So rat has a longer tail, long. Yeah.
I mean, I know what they look like. I've just never seen one in real life.
The first time I saw a rat, Sarah, was in Malaysia. They're
literally not allowed here. We have a rat patrol.
Yep. Illegal in Alberta. The only place in the world there's no rats.
Yep.
Except for the Arctic.
Except for what?
The Arctic.
There's rats in the Arctic.
There probably would be.
First time I saw a rat, Sarah, was in Malaysia, and I thought it was a cat. That thing was massive.
Yeah, terrifying.
Kinda. It's definitely more scary things in Malaysia.
You know what's really that makes depressing? Sense. Like,
what?
Raccoons. Have you ever had, raccoon meat?
I can see that.
It's so nice. It's almost if done right.
Squirrel sounds good. Squirrel would be gamey, though.
Yeah.
Turtle's also
good. Anything
with Asian-inspired flavors. It was...
Anything can be tasty weird, if it's honestly. The right way, but Asian squirrel seems a little weird.
Alligator's pretty good, too.
He was also really cooking tough, it though. While I was trying to cook other food right next to him that was not raw, and the squirrel was very raw. I was not pleased about that, but...
See, you know, that would be the test show I'd love to be on. Give me anything and make me have to, like, cook something edible out of it.
You mean, like, I think they do that show. I think it's called...
Literally anything.
Iron Chef.
I said anything. I don't just mean like, I can make something.
Yeah, they give them fairly normal food for that kind of stuff. I think Andy's talking about insane.
I figured you guys would throw weird things in here.
I'm going to give you a canned full chicken, and you have to turn that into something edible.
I probably couldn't.
Have you seen the videos of people opening those from Walmart?
They're disgusting.
I've never seen one that comes out as a full chicken. It just...
Canned full chicken. Why?
Oh, dude, Sarah, look at the videos. You can buy them at Walmart for like $2, and it's literally a whole.
I think you can only buy them in America.
They're whole chickens, and it's literally just the most gelatin-filled, fat monstrosity you've ever seen.
That's how you preserve stuff. You keep it in gelatin and fat.
I guess, or how you dry it out, eh?
I pickled a ton of stuff with my mom a few weeks ago, and I got really bored and tired and pickled some apples, like crab apples, whole. They're just dissolving in the vinegar. It's fantastic.
Like juice or like jam.
Crab apples.
Also make like crab apple jelly. That's why
crab apple jelly is so good. It's one of those things not many people actually like enjoy. Love crab apples.
Yeah, but it's so good.
I love in October.
I would love to try crab jelly.
Oh man, when I was a little shit with my friends, in like October when the crab apples are starting to get like rotten. And anyone who's never seen a crab apple, they're like little tiny, like they're cherry sized apples that are super sour. But when they get
like rotten, an acorn,
they pop up and they become like kind of really squishy,
Yeah.
And full and of sticky. Red color. And so we'd walk around our community in the alleys because everyone has white garages, just whipping crab apples at them.
I saw that coming.
For like 4 or 5 years, it'd just be this perfect crab apple splatters on some of these garages. Man, to be six again and not care.
Six? Yeah, I used
doing
to.
That at six?
Yeah, six or seven. Somewhere around there.
I think I used to give cars like a quick like water gun shower as they drive by. As a truck just goes by, spray the windshield. It is dangerous. I didn't realize it later as I got older, but
yeah,
you didn't realize.
Scared the shit out of something. I said until I got older.
Well, good news. I never got run over, and John never got found.
Some old man chased me for blocks, trying to beat my ass with my water gun. Though that was kind of.
What are they gonna do? Yell at a 6-year-old kid?
Yes.
I can't believe you're doing that at six.
You've never had someone yell at a 6-year-old kid?
I just remember, like, because my dad worked overseas, so he was gone a lot. And my mom had two other kids, like, so there's three of us to look after. So I would, I'd start by when I was
a middle child.
So when I was young, like, really young, I would just go outside and play all day in the backyard. And I realized my mom would really never check up on me because I have a younger sibling and an older sibling. And the older sibling was, you know, the jealous, I need all the attention type. And the younger one was the exact same thing. So I would just wander. And at first it became awesome because I became friends with so many kids in my community because I would just hang out with them. And I'd meet their parents and they'd be like, where's your mom and dad? Like, oh, they live over there. And I'd take them to go meet, be like, mom. This is Tejvir. This is his mom and dad. How long? Did you just
take all these people to meet your family?
I'm not kidding. This one family, I forget their last name, but my best friend Tejvir, I just honestly walked into his backyard one day as a kid. And I was like, you have a cool playground. You want to be my friend? And he's like, sure. And we're the same age. And then I found out he had younger sisters that were twins that were the same age as my younger sister. And so as soon as I found that out, I went to his mom and I'm like, you should meet my parents. And they're like, yeah, where do you live? And I'm like, that house, like literally across the street, like on the other side. So I walk his parents and him over and they're like, yeah, Jonathan. And he's like, oh, did he just meet you? He's like, no, he's been coming over for the last month. And my parents are like, what? And he's like, yeah, he's just been walking. He came in our backyard one day and just said hi. And I was like, yep, I wanted to play on their playground. So I had to say hi and introduce myself first. And I did.
I mean, wow.
Hilarious.
Yep. Called.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And family, the entire neighborhood from their son bringing their families over.
My parents used to joke that if I ever got abducted as a kid, I'd be the type of kid that wouldn't scream. I'd be like, oh, so what's your name? Oh, hey, I'm Jonathan. It's nice to meet you. What's your name?
Totally. Yeah.
And then after I get dropped off and picked up by the police, what are they doing? Those are nice people. They're really nice to me.
You would probably still be like that if you got abducted as an adult.
Yeah, probably.
Probably.
Yeah, I can see that.
You'd probably annoy them until they let you go.
My parents used to always tell me that I could see coming through nowadays. They used to tell me I used to bring my lawyer with me everywhere.
My lawyer with me everywhere.
Because every time my parents would say something, I'd always have something to be like, that's not fair, you can't do that, blah, 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 blah. And reasons and problems and things. And I'm like, that hasn't changed.
No.
Ever since you were a child, you always fought back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Fight back against society.
The angsty kid that's like, no! I am not going to take it.
One would call.
I mean, it's not like you got your
I used to wear glasses. I did, actually. You're right. I didn't even remember what age it was. You're totally right.
I just guessed!
Wow!
I was like grade 11, I think.
Oh yeah, that's 16.
Yeah, I got it. I actually got that one. This was my second piercing. My first one was in the middle of the high school, the like earlier that year.
Your piercing was in the middle of the high school?
Yeah, I got my friend who was learning how to do piercings do it for me. It was great.
Literally in the middle of high school.
Oh yeah. Yeah. We were at lunch and we had our own little like corner of the school that we would hang out by ourselves, our group.
Oh, that is horrifying.
My friend just did it right there.
Well, it's not horrifying. What piercing is that? That's just a lot of that must have been a lot of blood.
Yeah. Not really, actually. It was like a little bit. Like it bled a bit, and then I was walking down the hall to the bathroom because I didn't think I was gonna bleed, and I'm like, I'll just be right back, and I went and got some towels. But
wow,
wasn't that bad. It was funny though, because I walked past my girlfriend as I was doing it and she didn't know, and she's just like, oh my god, why are you bleeding? Like that was the story.
I decided to pierce my ear because I'm a man.
High school, but like in a shop, and I've never taken care of them. I don't know, they close over really easily. I got tired of them. They're annoying.
Yeah, I actually I had it done when I was a kid, and then I got an ear infection, and then one of my friends in the school is like, I'm learning, I can do it again for you. And I'm like, yeah, fuck it, why not?
All right, we're talking about stupid things we did in high school. I never got tattoos until 2 years ago. I have one mark on me. It's a happy face because I was never able to finish the eyes and the nose. It was just the smile. It's an upside down smile. I thought scarring was cool at 17.
Mm.
And I was like, no, let's fucking do it, bros. And like, I got fucking hammered. And I decided that the best place to put it so my parents wouldn't see, because whatever, would be the inside of my fucking leg.
Oh,
on the right hand side. And so fucking tied up my leg. Fucking like, I don't want to show. Maybe I'll take a picture and post it somewhere just so it's like G rated. But like can see where the smile is. And he made like slits to like make it look like it's a stitched mouth. So you can see the stitched mouth. And then he cut that into my leg. And then we fucking branded it with fucking lighters and just a hot knife.
Finally did. Man.
And I'll tell you what. I toughed it out.
You could have done it.
I toughed it out through the cutting. But when you have like a literal like solid hot piece of metal just stuck on your leg and your friends are holding you down, that sucked. But
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cauterizing something's not fun.
And then they had, because the way scarring works, scarification, is then you then take a hot poker and redo it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that wasn't the worst part. The worst part was laying there while they take a hot poker and redo it. And then after they were done the smiley face, they're like, all right, that was the hard part. Time to do the eyes and the nose. And I was like, no, we're done. We are done.
Wow.
I tag out. Yeah. And like,
you're not ready for that one.
And my one buddy was gonna get scarification.
That's a big jump from piercings to tattoos to
because all my friends had piercings or tattoos, and I was like, "Fuck it, I'm gonna get scarring, Dad. I'm so cool." I'm
gonna go above and beyond.
And like, man, I won't lie, I screamed like a little girl, like as high pitched as I could.
I bet, man, that shit hurts. I've watched friends smiling themselves with the lighters, but like a whole doing that whole process is a lot. But
at home with your friends. And the way they disinfect it is with more alcohol. And that's all you have.
And then they heat it up after they cauterize it. Yeah, makes it worse.
But now I have a perfect, like, it literally looks like a smiley face with stitches. That's all.
So you just got to get a tattooist to do the rest, because you're like, I didn't have I didn't have the strength to do this all the way, so just you finish it for me.
Man, that was almost 14 years ago now. Jesus, I'm old. Yeah.
Everyone
is
old.
Old man.
Yes. Oh, by the way, in case anyone's noticing, Grease Goblin is in a hotel room right now.
It's in a shower.
I'm from an indisclosed location.
He's in an indisclosed location.
Undisclosed, not indisclosed.
Did you just say indisclosed?
I said undisclosed.
English major.
You said in.
I said undisclosed. You guys
you
heard
said
wrong.
In.
Oh, really? Where's the proof? I don't see no proof.
I can clip it.
There's no proof.
I can clip it if you want.
There's no. I don't see proof. There's no proof.
You want me to clip it?
Undisclosed location.
No, I'm not clipping it. I don't care.
We should start like get. We should get you little goblin ears that you wear.
We'll just put them on top of his ear. We'll just put them on his headphones.
Yeah, on his headphones.
It'd be adorable.
Little green ears that stick out like this.
Actually, awesome.
Yeah, little green ears.
I mean, I wear them. Yeah.
Do you have grease to pour on him?
Why would we do that, Sarah?
That's just his hair, Sarah.
You have a husband. Stop thinking about greasing up younger children. Sorry, that was incorrectly said. Younger men.
No.
Wow.
I corrected myself.
That is exactly what you said.
Nope. Don't even.
Then I will be odd.
And that was very odd.
Identified.
We got 8 minutes left. Let's close out on the evolution.
We did sort of forget about that, didn't we? Not a shock.
I mean,
we floated him out.
Insaniac called it. He said earlier
how personal experiences with evolution.
He was like, "How long before we change topic?"
Oh, absolutely. We always do.
Tis our typical thing.
It was. Well, I don't know about what I used to be, but I know what I'm going to evolve into. And that is the likeness. That is the goal.
It's just a white light.
One day, I will be. One day,
no reflection.
I will be the likeness. www.justlikeness.com. This is my goal in life.
All I can say is just keep swimming, everyone.
You.
Just keep swimming.
That's a story about a male fish that's going to become a female fish, and so he raises his son to be a strong man fish.
Yep.
That is one reference you could have used. I was thinking, you know, maybe there's like the song.
Little Nemo, right?
It's about that movie.
If you're talking about biologically speaking, clownfish change their gender depending on who the biggest clownfish is. And since the biggest clownfish was Nemo's dad, he would become a female and raise the young male to be large enough to impregnate him.
I wasn't talking about Nemo.
Clownfish work.
Disney!
I was not talking about Nemo at all.
You know what's funny? Just throwing this out here. How many Disney properties, when it comes to animals only, like full animal families, is incestuous?
All of them.
Most of them. Lion King.
Yeah, Lion King.
Finding Nemo.
Yep.
Let's see.
Good Dinosaur?
Yep.
I've never actually seen it.
It is.
I don't think I have either.
I'm trying to think of it.
Remember the Raptors?
I can't say I've watched enough of this.
Bambi?
That specific.
Bambi?
Definitely was.
Fox and the Hound?
What?
No, definitely not. The 101
Dalmatians, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, they're brother and sister!
Oh, they are.
Not the humans, the dogs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, Disney and their incest animals.
I have never noticed this enough to make a category.
Now you have.
I mean, I have noticed it once or twice before, but I haven't noticed enough to sit here.
Yeah, aristocrats.
Like, oh, I'm in touch. I don't
think there's anything incest.
No.
What is there?
There's nothing because the two cats are different.
No, but the children are.
But the children are all siblings. There's a second movie?
The second movie, I'm pretty sure.
I remember there being a second.
And what, the black cat falls in love with his sister?
I think so.
I don't remember.
There is a second one, it's not on Disney Plus.
That's probably the reason.
I mean, Songs of the South is not on Disney Plus.
Reasons for that one too.
If Songs of the South is ever on Disney Plus, I will get Disney Plus. You hear that, Disney? I will give you my money. If you ever ball up and admit your mistake and put on Songs of the South.
Let's never sell out to Disney, please.
Excuse me. If Disney comes and gives me money, I will sell out every part of my body.
I know you'd bend over. That doesn't surprise me.
I mean, I don't care what it's for. You want to buy my guitar that I play only like once a week? Yeah, I'll sell it to Disney.
It's okay. There's nothing wrong with being that kind of entrepreneurial style.
Yes, okay.
I tried to say that professionally without calling you a whore.
Well, you just did. I wasn't very entrepreneurial of you.
Welcome to the Villains Talk Show.
That wasn't very artful of you, Grease Goblin. He wasn't very artful.
No. I know what I said.
Yeah, and what you said was wrong. At least what he said was right.
Okay. No. I just looked it up. There was not an Aristocats 2. They considered making one in like 2008, but they didn't.
So what are you guys remembering?
I don't know, but
I don't know. I don't know if I watched it.
Collective false memory. What's that called?
Mandela effect.
That's it. Thank you. The Mandela effect.
What about the Berenstain Bears?
Who cares about them?
I mean, I remember a lot of those Mandela effects.
New Zealand moved.
What?
Yeah, it was scheduled to release in 2008.
I'll have Mandela effect next week.
Yeah, we can talk about that.
That could be fun. There we go. We have
Aristocats 2. It was supposed to be released on 2008.
That's really unusual for us.
What, today we got it like an hour before we start?
Yeah.
On that note, we've hit the hour. I am sorry no one out there had anything better to do. I'm glad you spent it with us here. With me, as always, is the Grease Goblin, Insaniac, Sarah Vike, and I am C4. We are the Villains of the Villains Talk Show and Podcast. Catch us on Sundays for Two Shot Sundays. Today was a Tuesday, but we're going to usually do it on Wednesdays. Catch us Wednesdays at 10:30 Mountain Time on Twitch if you want to catch the live. If you want to catch
Pacific time.
Older episodes of the talk show, you can catch anywhere you get your podcasts. That's Spotify, Apple, Deezer, Stitcher, Google. We're on everything. Like, we're on
all of them.
All the social media stuff, or Facebook, YouTube, you know, wonderful things.
If you want to catch
our usual
pretty
good episodes up there.
We are on Spotify.
We are on Spotify. I love how I know that you guys don't.
Pandora.
Yes, anyway. If you want to catch older episodes of the Two Shots, you can check them on our Twitch. I've saved them. There's also a YouTube channel under Aftergood. It's my personal YouTube channel. I load some of the episodes up there. Otherwise, yeah.
We appreciate y'all.
We really do.
Check out Sarah, wonderful channels.
As Sarah continually looks up to find out that we're on Spotify.
Yeah, exactly.
She doesn't believe us.
I actually can't find us.
Did you look up the Villains Talk Show?
I did.
I follow us on there.
Oh, there we go. I found us.
Hey, there we are.